The summer roads was long and hot, winter's cold and hard, and many times he might have stopped, just quit and said, I'm tired. But he kept right on sowing seeds created just by he. If it wasn't for the sower, where would bluegrass be? It's a 3-hour drive from Rosing to the Country Hall of Fame, but it's 40 years and a million tears the way by which he came. From the days of sand and shovels to jet planes in the sky, the seeds he sowed, they now have grown too long, too deep to die. He called his music bluegrass for the place where he was born, and he put to words the hard times of that old Kentucky farm. He sang about his Uncle Ken, the laughter there, the weeping of his mother, sweet Melissa. He wrote, she's only sleeping. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining, shine on me. If it wasn't for the sower, where would bluegrass be? Now if he had stayed on that old farm and worked from tune to tune, to Kentucky walls, the world of love could not have danced and swooned. But I know 100 years from now they'll rosin up the bowl, and someone will pick the mandolin to the songs of Bill Monroe. They call this music bluegrass for the place where he was born, and he put to words the hard times of that old Kentucky farm. He sang about his Uncle Ken, the laughter there, the weeping of his mother, sweet Melissa. He wrote, she's only sleeping. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining, shine on me. If it wasn't for the sower, where would bluegrass be? If it wasn't for the sower, where would bluegrass be?
Thank you very much. Great Bill Monroe.
Damon, that's a wonderful song. I'm really proud of that. Proud of you and the way you wrote that song.
Thank you, Bill. Man created the bluegrass sound and sowed the seeds of bluegrass and scattered them worldwide. And I feel very honored to get to stand up here beside the man and try to sing something that would do him justice. And I appreciate all of you. I'm going to ask him to sing a gospel song with me now. What are we going to do?
What was the song that
the Old Country of? Church?
Yeah, that's right.
The Old Country Church.